Chatters, chatties, rescuers, welcome home for A Great American Chat, a podcast where we chat about great American media. I'm Chad Maurice, and joining me today is great American family fan, Beth Barclay. Beth, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, this is your first time here.
Yep.
So I want people to get to know you a little bit. Where are you from? What do you do for a living?
Okay, I live in Northern Virginia in Ashburn, in a town called Ashburn, and I retired early. I am a former elementary school teacher, and I've taught a number of different grade levels, but the last grade level I taught was kindergarten.
So you were a kindergarten teacher. Okay, so you worked with the young ones.
Yeah.
So Northern,
by the way, up to middle school, but I do like the littles. They're my favorite. Yeah.
So I used to live in Fairfax. Are you close to Fairfax?
Absolutely. I taught in Fairfax County.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so where are you? You east or west of Fairfax? Where are you?
I am right near Dulles Airport in Loudoun.
Oh, the airport. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. So I'm sure you've been out there and seen the... Right when I was living there, they were just building the space museum there.
Absolutely, at the airport. It's there and it's built and it's awesome.
Yeah, it opened up when I was still living there, and I got to see one of the space shuttles they had there.
The Discovery space shuttle is there.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, so besides being a great American family fan, I know you were also a Dono fan.
Big Dono fan.
We got to see Trev D hosting the Movie Guide Awards a couple weeks ago. Although we didn't get to see much of him. They only showed him at the beginning, and they showed him in the middle, and then again at the end.
But I think he should have won for best dancing. He and they had a great little dance there.
Yeah, they did. Yep. Yeah.
I kind of think, though, that they... maybe had more hosting responsibilities that we didn't get to see.
Yeah, I think a lot got cut out. It was edited, yeah. Because I'm sure it was probably a two-hour program that they edited down to an hour, probably. I don't know. But it was probably, because it aired for an hour on TV with commercials. It was probably 45 minutes when you cut out the commercials.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the award show was longer than that.
I think so.
Yeah. So today we are chatting about the season finale of County Rescue.
Yep.
But before we get into that, I need to promote tonight is an Easter movie produced by Candace Cameron Bure at 8:00 Eastern called Just in Time. Stars Laura Osnes, Grayston Holt, and Peter Bryant.
I am very excited to watch this tonight.
Yeah, it looks like a good one. I actually have the promo that the network put on YouTube. I'm going to play it here.
March 26th, Laura Osnes stars in a special Easter original. Life, love, and marriage have their challenges.
How does anybody make a marriage work?
But hope can lead you through.
I know we've just met, but I believe you and your husband's love is worth fighting for.
It's wild to think that something so terrifying can turn into something so beautiful.
Candace Cameron Bure presents Just in Time, premieres Tuesday, March 26th at 8. Great American Family.
So, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
The leads are married in this one.
I kind of like that, don't you? It's a little
I like that.
Thinking for a change.
Yeah, a little different from two strangers falling in love in two days.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're married. I guess their marriage is on the rocks or having problems, so something happens to...
I had read that they were trying to have a baby together.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And I'm interested to see that one scene. I've seen pictures of it where there's a giant cross on the beach or something.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm excited. I kind of like that they're showing some movies and County Rescue on weeknights, because I remember growing up, watching Little House on the Prairie on Monday night and Holmes and the Brady Bunch on Friday night. So it's kind of nice to get to that. Everything on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. And another reminder is that tomorrow night, the Great American Book Club is meeting. They were supposed to meet last Thursday, but they rescheduled it for tomorrow night. That's at 7:00 Eastern. Tammy and Father Randy will be discussing Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
Yep.
Now, Beth, are you a reader?
I am a voracious reader.
Oh, yeah? I figured you would be if you were a teacher.
Yeah.
So, let's get in to County Rescue.
Okay.
Let me bring up these. There we go. So, this episode picks up where the last episode left off with Danny in Scotty's office quitting. Scotty says, "You sure you want to do this? You said you weren't going to quit. You said this time was going to be different." Danny says, "I guess not." Scotty takes her picture off of his desk drawer and puts it inside the drawer. Ashley tries to talk to her on the way out, but Danny doesn't want to hear it. So this surprised me. I should have seen it coming, but it surprised me, her quitting. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Well, I think from episode one, we kind of discover that her story arc is going to have to do something with quitting, right?
Because I didn't put two and two together. But yeah.
Operandi whenever, you know, a conflict comes along. And so I kind of figured it wouldn't last. I think she kind of completed that arc. So, yeah, it just seems something that is her. It seems to be in her comfort zone to quit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it made sense because they mentioned in the first episode that she had a quitting problem. So they went full circle and brought it back. Yeah, but it caught me by surprise, though.
Yeah, it's hard to blame her though because she was feeling like she was up against two very big obstacles. You know. Uh-huh. The fire chief's son and superhero Tim. So that's the
part
to
with. Yep. Scotty tells everyone Miller quit and wants to know where Duke is. The fire chief stops by to put pressure on Scotty about hiring Griffin. Griffin's dad says this could make a big difference in his life. And Scotty says, well, that's the case with all the candidates. Griffin's dad doesn't like that comeback. Scotty asks, will I see you at the fishing hole on Sunday? And the fire chief says, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, all depends on what goes down.
Yeah. And did you see Scotty put his fist out like he was going to fist bump him, but then the fire chief just walked away?
Yep. That has to be a really just an interesting kind of friendship there when the son is standing kind of between them like that.
So
navigate through that.
Yeah. So Griffin's papa is not happy with Scotty right now because he thought Griffin was a for sure deal to get this job.
Yep.
Yeah. Then we get a montage scene of Danny at her apartment wallowing in failure. She's watching movies. She's looking up jobs online. She's doing her nails, trying to figure out what her next step in life will be. Liz gives Tim the Hawaiian girl figurine that he gave Danny. He tells her that he will do the lunch run, and he does this so that he can visit Danny.
And, you know, one of the things that we learn about Tim from episode one is that he likes to go to people. And so that is something I think that he felt really he needs to go to Danny and we'll see what he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he stops by Danny's apartment. He says, I can't believe you quit without telling me. She says, you told me I was on my own. They have a discussion about God. He asks, what about what you heard from God? She says, I heard it wrong. He says, nonsense. She says, what was I supposed to do? I couldn't compete with the fire chief's son and the hometown hero, just like you mentioned earlier. He says, you shouldn't give up. God is always surprising us. She says, you get good surprises. Yeah, I felt bad for them right there when she said that.
Yeah.
He says, you're not always going to understand what God gives us. You need to be faithful what he has called you to do. She says, no, I'll just disappoint God just like everyone else in my life. He says, you're just scared. And she says, get out of here. Go pick up lunch. He throws the Hawaiian girl figurine at her and says, you will always be a rescuer. So I like this scene between the two of them.
I do too. And I like this scene because I think that Tim is being less of a work colleague and much more of a friend.
Yeah.
And the kind of friend that is willing to confront her with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really, she really absorbs when he says that she's afraid and she runs away and quits.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we could get into a lot more than that because there are reasons why she's doing that. Mm-hmm. And I know that mm-hmm. comes up a little bit later.
Yeah. But this scene shows that Tim cares about Danny.
Yeah.
Like you said, is more than just a coworker.
He's a good friend.
Yeah. Yeah. So Danny,
knowing, you know, from previous episodes, some of the challenges that Danny has, I think that she would feel frustrated with God and her calling because of, you know, what has been pounded into her head.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
think it's easy to blame God for that.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah,
so I really like that talk with Tim, really confronting her with truth.
Mm-hmm. So Danny is at her parents' house helping her mom plant flowers. Her mom says, maybe you should reach out to Hunter. And we find out that Hunter works for the fire department, which they didn't reveal in the first episode. So, aha.
Yeah.
Her mother makes her feel better by telling her, this was all for the best. She says, This is the universe telling you you weren't meant to be an EMT. And religion is messing with your mind. It would have taken you a miracle for you to get that job. Wow, Mom.
So I was, when I was tweeting or posting last night, I tweeted that I wanted to have words with that mother because she was frustrating me with how she was talking to her daughter like that.
I know. Yeah, that was pretty harsh. Yeah.
She's been harsh since episode one.
Yeah, the entire season. Yeah. I thought she was going to get better, but she kept getting worse each episode.
Very, at least more vocal.
I know. Danny then gets upset and says, you don't have to agree with me or my choice to follow God, but don't tell me who I am. Ooh, so Danny stood up to her mother a little bit there.
Yeah, I was proud of her.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't like the way that she was saying that Danny's religion was messing with her mind. I found that to be mm-hmm. really disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So, yeah, another episode where Danny's mom's not looking too good. Ashley visits Danny. Well, Danny invites Ashley to her apartment for a talk. Danny says, I figured out whose voice it is telling me lies about myself. It is my mother's. Ooh, ho, ho, ho. That was pretty wild she said that.
That's a big revelation too.
Yeah.
She finally realizes that. And, you know, I've been teaching, I've taught for, you know, many years, and you kind of see that a lot when you have, at least in my area, a lot of times parents have that temptation to want to live their dreams through their children. Mm-hmm. And that's what their children hear in their heads, you know,
mm-hmm.
their parents talking to them and lying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think in their head, they probably even enhance some of that as well. And yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's challenging.
When I chatted with Tanya, the actress who plays Danny's mom, she says what her idea was behind the character is that she wants for Danny what she has,
mm-hmm.
you know, a nice husband who makes a lot of money, lives in a big house, you know,
right.
she wants that type of easy lifestyle. So Danny doesn't have to work, you know, has a husband that takes care of her, you know, that type of thing.
Right. She's trying to project her life on her.
Right. Bed. Right. Right.
That's not her job.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So let's see. Oh, Danny says that her mother has been belittling her entire life, and she's not going to take it anymore. She asks Ashley if she will continue to help her become an EMT. So then Ashley says a prayer for Danny. So another good scene between Ashley and Danny. All their scenes have been really good this entire
show. Don't we wish every workplace had an Ashley?
I know. She's so encouraging and so uplifting.
Yeah. And very wise, too.
Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly what to say.
Yeah. Yep. So then Danny shows up for her last shift number 20. Oh, let me put you down here so you're not over top of the picture there. There we go. She tells Scotty that she changed her mind and she wants to finish. He says, "I knew you'd be back." He takes her picture out of his desk drawer and sticks it back on the outside of his drawer. She tells Tim, they apologize to each other, and then Tim tells her he missed her. And Scotty sees them hugging and says, "Hey, I only got 3 rules."
Right. I like that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a call comes in about a sick man being down. They all recognize the address as the bar where Duke hangs out. The bartender calls Marcos and tells him it's Duke. And I was thinking, boy, Scotty must be confused because he doesn't know Duke's having problems and has been drinking.
Right.
So he's probably confused as to why is this call about Duke, you know?
Yeah.
So they arrive. Duke is passed out from alcohol poisoning. They administer an IV, and after some time, he comes to, which, you know, he was coming to so slowly, I wasn't sure he was going to wake up.
I was looking at the actor and I thought he really does look like he is not gonna make it. He did.
No, he did. Yeah.
Convincing me that something was amiss, you know.
I thought that he was gonna be unconscious when they take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I actually thought for a second that he might die and that they were gonna have to hire 2 people, you know, someone to replace his job. That's for a second I thought that because they were like shaking him and everything and he wasn't waking up.
I mean, we already had the very first episode of death. I think that was enough with only 5 episodes. So I'm kind of glad that Duke lived, you know, because at least his girls will get
back. Yeah. That would have been a little bit too traumatic, I think, for the viewers if that would have happened. Yeah.
Very traumatic.
Yeah. So he does wake up. They take him to the hospital to have his stomach pumped. While the crew is out on that call for Duke, another call comes in about a suicide attempt. Scotty says, "You and me, Danny, let's go." He tells Griffin to stay at the station, which Griffin doesn't like. And we get to see Scotty leave his office. And throughout the whole entire series, he's always been in his office.
With his feet up on his desk.
Yeah, with his feet up on his desk, yeah. Yeah, so it was nice to see him out on the field.
Yep.
He and Danny arrive to a young girl sitting on a railing of a bridge. She tells Danny she doesn't fit in anywhere. She is never fun enough, pretty enough, or smart enough for anyone. Danny empathizes with her. He tells her she feels the same. Danny tells her that she adds beauty to the world and is unique. And the girl reaches her hand out and Danny helps her down. And Scotty is impressed.
I thought this scene was very realistic.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Meredith represents so many young people, especially now, who feel that way. And if Danny didn't know her calling before that, I think this one particular scene kind of confirmed what she is meant to do, what her path in life is. Because, you know, we saw her in episode 1 praying through the child being born, the baby being born. And now we see her literally saving Meredith's life in a way just by how she's able to talk to her and bring understanding and care and compassion. And I'm glad Scotty got a chance to see that part of it.
Yeah. The one thing I like about this scene is that it showed Scotty that Danny can do the job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And it's not just a job to her, because she's actually having interactions with the patients and the people mm-hmm. that she comes into contact with. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot, especially when you're the vulnerable individual in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it showed Scotty that she has something that the other EMTs don't have.
Mm-hmm. That ability to make connections.
Yeah. 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 And like you said, at some point in life, everyone has felt like this young girl has felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's felt like they weren't enough. They weren't attractive enough. You know, they weren't fun enough. Everyone's felt that way at some point or another.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's felt lonely at some point in their life. So, yeah, this was a good scene. Makes a lot of connections with a lot of people.
Yeah. It was very realistic, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So Liz and Ashley ask Scotty if he has made a decision yet on who he's going to hire. He says, no, I will at the beginning of the next shift. Oh, and there you go. There's a picture of Scotty with his feet up on the desk
there,
like you mentioned before. Yeah, eating the Slim Jim.
It's his signature stance.
Yeah.
Slim Jim's made with fake meat, right?
Yeah, that's right. Ashley tells Danny, it's a good thing you came back for your last shift. You saved that girl's life. Danny says, yeah, it felt good. I feel as though God had me here just for her. They both tell her how proud they are of her. Marcos drives Duke home from the hospital. Duke tells Tiffany he has taken 6 months leave of absence. He's going to go into counseling and AA meetings. And he asks her not to leave with the kids. They kiss and they make up.
Okay.
Oh. What?
No, I'll hold off on one of these things that I want to say.
You're going to hold off? Okay.
Until the very end.
Until the very end. Okay. All right. So then we get shift 21, the big finale. Scotty walks out of his office, tells everyone he has made a decision. He throws an EMT shirt at Tim and says, congrats. Danny and Griffin look somber. Griffin actually is more upset than Danny. I think Danny kind of expected it. She knew it was, whoops, let me go. Oops, I got you. Hold on. Let me move the pictures. Yeah, I think Danny was expecting that she wasn't going to get the job. So she wasn't as upset as Griffin.
Right.
But, you know, I felt sorry for Griffin, though.
I did too, because his journey is very similar to Danny's in terms of the kind of parent that, that he has. Unlike Danny, he kind of became sort of like a clownish or not very serious and just kind of shred things up. But over the course of the season, you could see that there's a lot of depth in him. And he was able to just kind of share that with Danny because they have that in common.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said he's going to have to move to Florida to keep his father from hounding him. That was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he asks Danny out again, and she says no, she doesn't want to be a member of the Epic Fail Club anymore. So poor Griffin loses the girl because he lost the job.
Yeah.
Danny congratulates Tim, and I thought this was nice to have to see her go over and put on a big smile and be happy for Tim. I thought that was a nice scene there. Tim is sad to see Danny go. Andy asks him if he is ever going to man up and ask her out. Oh, Amanda's in the chat. Hey, Amanda. What's Amanda saying?
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda says, I was actually really surprised it was Tim over Griffin or Danny. I was surprised, too. Yeah. I wonder if we'll see Griffin again in season two. Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
That was going to be one of my questions, too. I wonder if we're going to see him. And
Because,
okay. What? I still have one more thing to say, but we have to finish.
Keep going. Danny's keep story. Going. Okay. All right. All right. So let me see, where was I? Oh, yeah, about asking her out. Okay. Then Duke shows up and talks with Scotty. He's decided he's going to take a 6-month leave of absence and get counseling. Scotty yells, "Miller, quit packing. You ain't going anywhere." And then he offers her Duke's job. She gets excited. She goes home to her parents' house and tells them her father wants to know if she will be on the news now. Apparently, he thinks that when you become an EMT, you get on the news.
Apparently.
Yeah. Her mother says she is proud of her and offers to take her out for lunch to hear all about it, how it happened. Danny says, "I would love that." They hug, and all is well in the Miller household.
For now. Yep.
For now. Yeah.
Okay, so yes. I'll say this before we get to the cliffhanger.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before the finale episode, my husband was saying he figured out how this is going to end. And he said, Griffin's father is opening a fire station, right? And mm-hmm. so he felt like whoever wasn't chosen, the other two, because there were two openings, would go uh-huh. over there. So we were wrong.
Oh, okay.
Like I wasn't sure about Duke. And then I also wonder if we're going to see Duke, if he's going to deal with this in the off season, or if we're going to be able to watch in season two, mm-hmm. His journey mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. I've gotten into these characters and their stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I figured something was going to happen to Duke and that he was going to have to leave and they were going to have to hire two people. That's kind of what I was thinking after the last episode.
I want to know more of his story. I mean, why does he have PTSD? Has mm-hmm. he been traumatized by, especially with children? Has mm-hmm. he lost a child of his own or a child he was working on as a patient? Has he been in the military? You know, I'm just real curious. He just seems to have such a strong reaction when it comes to children.
Right. Angie talked about that in our last episode. Mm-hmm. She wanted to know more about Duke and what was causing this PTSD.
I mean, it really set this up nicely for a season two because there's so many loose ends uh-huh. that
need
to be dealt with. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree. So the next shift, Tim is in his car making up a rap about asking Danny out on a date. Danny shows up and surprises him, and then Hunter, Danny's ex, shows up and surprises her. Whoa. Oh, someone's in the chat. What do we got here? Amanda says, what's Amanda saying here? That theory makes a lot of sense with the firehouse. Yeah. Yeah, we also talked in the last episode, Angie and I talked about Griffin getting a job at the new firehouse. That's what we thought. Yeah.
Right. So I wonder.
Yeah. So big surprise at the end here.
Right. And I'm not a fan of triangles. So hopefully they will figure this one out. And that, you know, poor Tim, he was discouraged when Griffin was in the picture for most of the short season. And when he's finally gotten his nerve up to ask Danny out, then mm-hmm. the ex-fiance shows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder who is playing the ex-fiance because we don't get to see anything but like his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be interesting. Yeah. If they do it next season. Yeah. We ought to find out who the actor is that's playing him. Yeah. So that's a wrap on the last episode and the season. Beth, I got to know, what are your thoughts on this episode and the season overall?
Well, I really enjoyed this season overall. It was a short season mm-hmm. and the episodes were short, but I also know that it was probably Great American Family's way of introducing something different.
Yeah, it was.
I liked that this... I feel like there was a lot of depth and real dialogue and just real happenings. And mm-hmm. I like that. It's fresh and it's new and it's different than your typical rom-coms, you know, mm-hmm. that don't delve into reality and real life. And I know a lot of times we want to escape real life when we watch TV, but I think something like this was fresh and new. And I really enjoyed it. a lot. And yes, we need, maybe that was Trevor's show.
Amanda says Trevor cameo. Yeah, is Hunter, Trevor plays Hunter, right? Is that what we're going to think of?
If Trevor plays Hunter, I might be changing my mind about Tim. Well, this
you'd be changing your mind about Tim.
Yeah.
All right, what's Gina's?
Just a couple things for me that I was thinking of.
Hold on. Let me read what Gina's saying. Gina says, I think I'm in the minority, but Griffin really grew on me. Oh, really? I hope we do see him back in season two. I don't think his story is finished yet. Oh.
I agree.
Oh, and Amanda says, I liked him too, Gina. I didn't at first. Yeah, yeah. Griffin kind of had to grow on you. Yeah,
for sure. I liked him. I don't like him for Danny as a romantic partner, but I really liked him as a person because, mm-hmm. you know, I think a lot of people struggle with what their parents want for them. Or, mm-hmm. you know, in Griffin's case, the dad's wanting strings to be pulled on his behalf rather than the expectation that his son would have to earn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and that kind of happens in real life too. That nepotism thing.
Oh yeah.
So, but, yeah. So what are your thoughts on a season two, Chad?
Well, let me finish wrapping up this episode first. I'd like to say I really liked this episode, just like I liked all the other episodes. I thought it was nice to see Danny overcome her quitting problem and her fear of failure. Yeah. That was the big take on this episode. She finished her last shift. She saved a girl's life. I was happy to see that. Gave her a boost in confidence that she was right for this job. I liked how the storylines wrapped up. Duke leaving and opening up this extra job opening that they had. But the thing I wasn't expecting, I was not expecting Tim to get the job.
Really?
I thought for sure, because Danny was the lead in the show, I thought for sure she was going to get the job.
I guess I expected it to be Tim for some reason.
Did you really? I didn't. Yeah. I was totally shocked when he threw that T-shirt over to Tim.
Yeah, I just feel like through the whole series, Tim had all his ducks in a row. And Danny was kind of up and down like a roller coaster. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she
so
was.
I can see why maybe he was selected.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this about
go ahead.
Danny's relationship with her mother. This was the one thing that did not seem realistic to me, that they were ready to go to lunch and everything was happy and pretty. And I was thinking, this is a whole lifetime of tension between mother and daughter. And uh-huh. I feel like we wrapped that up a little bit too quickly. I would have liked to have seen them work through, mm-hmm. you know, even to learn more about why her mother feels like she has to be so critical all the time of mm-hmm. her daughter and her mm-hmm. daughter's voices.
Yeah, you asked me about next season. That's one of my thoughts if they get a next season. I like to examine more of the relationship between Danny and her mom and why they're so different. And what caused all this friction between them.
Right. Why appearances seem to be more important. It's more important for Danny to work at the country club than to do what her heart is calling her to do.
Right.
So
right.
Why is that so important? I even have ideas about maybe mom wasn't raised in that background and, you know, married into it or something and mm-hmm. and wants more for her daughter or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And why Danny is religious and her parents aren't. I'd like to know why that came about.
Yeah. Where did her faith come into play? Like, uh-huh. where did she pick that up from?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stories left to tell. And I think one of my hopes for a season two is that we will see longer episodes, because I mm-hmm. think if we have a full hour, 40 plus minutes, you know, with the commercials, mm-hmm. there'll be more opportunity to develop these characters and we don't have to tie their stories up as quickly. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to see more episodes.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Someone online said that this show felt like the cliff notes of a show.
Yeah.
Because everything was moving along so fast.
Right.
And yeah, and like you said, this was the network's kind of the dipping their toe into the water of a weekly series, seeing if it would work or not, you know. And I agree, the storylines were moving fast. We had 5 episodes and they reached 30 minutes. But the show was made for the streaming service, Great American Pure Flix, yes. where there's no commercials.
Right.
So they made the episodes 30 minutes. But yeah, I completely agree. They could have easily made this 10 or 12 episodes of 45 minutes each. They could have expanded the storylines. I think they definitely had enough material to do that.
And I think, too, at least from tweeting every week, there seems to be an interest for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's what everyone's saying. The feedback. Everyone's saying we want more episodes. We want longer episodes. Everyone's saying that.
Right. Yeah. I know. I feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think it's hard to believe the season is over already. It went so fast.
I know.
Like
I know.
A mini series.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, we could have had twice as many episodes. And I feel like if there were more episodes and they were longer in duration, I think the Duke storyline could have been drawn out more. We could have learned more about his backstory.
And I really do want to see him and Tiffany work that out together as mm-hmm. a married couple. Because mm-hmm. like we've talked about, they don't show much with, you know, on TV series with married couples working through their problems. And I would like to see that, and also how it has affected the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, alcoholism is something many families face. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be a good story to see mm-hmm. play out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I mentioned Tanya, the actress who plays Danny's mom earlier. I feel bad for her because her character took a beating throughout the entire season.
She did play her yeah. very well because... We didn't yeah. like her.
Yeah, and it wasn't. She did redeem herself a little bit at the end, but even in this episode, she was taking a beating up till the end.
See, I want to learn more about her. I really yeah. do because yeah. I think there's more there than what mm-hmm. she shows.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I knew when I chatted with some of the other cast members, they told me the storylines were going to get wrapped up, so I figured they were going to. But I was expecting a cliffhanger. I don't know why. I just had a feeling there was going to be a cliffhanger.
Of course. We have to have a season two, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know who Hunter is.
And when Jackie joined me to recap the first episode, mm-hmm. you mentioned Hunter. I asked her, do you think we're going to see Hunter? You think we're going to meet Hunter? And she said, oh, we're definitely going to see Hunter. Oh, and she was right. I couldn't believe it. She was right. Yeah, I wasn't sure, but she knew.
So you know, the ex-fiance always comes back into the picture. Yeah, that's what, something yeah, else, that, right? That's a romance trope.
Yeah, that's what Jackie said.
Yeah.
Yep. So what I like about the series is each episode left you feeling very hopeful.
Yeah.
Not only for the characters on the show, but also in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the episodes were very inspirational.
I like that too, because they're just, you know, as Bill Abbott says, the real world, there's just not a lot of hope out there. And with a show like this, that it kind of just really exemplifies that, yeah, you can have hope. There is something bigger out there that, mm-hmm. that you can lean on and trust in. And mm-hmm. so I really like that. And just the wisdom dispensed by Ashley, by Tim, you know, Marcos, mm-hmm. even the different characters. There's just a lot of hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Gina in the chat is saying Danny's mom was way over the top. But in her defense, we have one child who started many different degrees and careers before he figured it out. Oh, OK. It can be frustrating as a parent. Oh, OK. Yeah,
it definitely yeah. can.
Yeah. And Amanda says, good writing, everything mentioned, like Hunter comes back. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the quitting came back, Hunter came back. Yeah, they were both mentioned in the first episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was really well-written series. I think it has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also loved all the faith aspect in mm-hmm. the series. I love that they talked about God a lot. There's a lot of prayer scenes.
And, you know, one of the things that I've talked to Jackie about is how, you know, there's kind of a fine line when you have faith-based programming, because you want the faith aspect to come across organically. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the temptation is throw a prayer in here or some mm-hmm. sort of scripture in there. And then mm-hmm. suddenly it doesn't become as natural. I felt Right. Rescue did the faith aspect very well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Yeah. And that's something that you don't see very often on TV shows.
Not at all. But to me, it was very natural when the woman who was in labor in season one, who started praying for her baby, and for Danny to say, "Hey, would you like me to pray for you?" That's to me natural. That's organic. It's not, you mm-hmm. know, staged so much. So,
Gina is with us. Yeah, hour long episodes and more episodes.
I'm with you too, Gina, and I've done the same thing as well.
Yeah. Oh, Tamara just showed up.
Hi, Tamara.
Beth, I'm super late.
See you. And
Diva, she's calling you a diva. Y'all popped up on my notifications. Got to rewatch the recap after it's done. Okay, yeah, it'll be there for you, Tamara.
It's been a good conversation, Tamara.
So yeah, what else I liked? I liked it was nice to see the relationship and friendship between Danny and Tim. I liked that.
Yeah.
And I Tim, we know that Tim has a crush on Danny, but I don't think Danny feels the same. I think Danny just has friendship feelings towards Tim at this point.
Oh, it might be one of those tropes, friends to lovers kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know, where she realizes that I think he's going to be kind of an anchor for her if mm-hmm. we have future seasons. And I think she'll probably have to go through it a little bit before she realizes, oh, he's right in front of me and been there all the time. But mm-hmm. I think that Tim's going to experience rejection and challenge, and, you know, we'll see. Super Tim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what we would like to see in a second season, we both mentioned it, longer episodes, more and a deeper dive into the characters and what makes them tick.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want Duke to go anywhere, but I also don't want him, all of his AA and interventions to happen off screen in off season. Mm-hmm. I want to see him go through it. Mm-hmm. And I want to see someone value Griffin, you know, kind of.
Wait, what's Amanda saying here? Who are you talking about there? Amanda says he was kind of like an annoying brother in some scenes. So he has some maturing to do. Who's she talking about?
I think Griffin, he's kind of like the little.
Oh, Griffin.
Little brother.
Yeah. Me. Okay. Oh, Griffin. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, you know what else I'd like to see in a second season? I'd like to learn more about Marcos, Liz, Ashley, and Andy, because we don't really get to see them much.
We didn't, and I know that Marcos, he has a story to tell. There's got to mm-hmm. be something there. He was such a good friend to Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned about Andy, that sometimes Andy can make assumptions about something that he's only a brief glimpse into and actually lose his temper about it. So there are a lot with these people that I want to know more about.
Yeah. Yeah. This season focused mainly on Danny, Duke, and Tim.
And I'd like to see more. I'd like to learn more about Scotty.
Oh, Scotty too. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the first episode, Liz mentions nepotism and how she got passed up for promotions because of that. Well, I'd like to know more about that. Like, who passed her up?
We didn't see much of Liz, did we?
Yeah, no.
We know that Liz is a little bit on the cynical side, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
There's so much potential, so we really need a season two.
Yeah, yeah. And I was wondering, who are these people that passed her up? Have we already met them on the show, or are these people that we haven't met yet? You know, yeah, we don't know. Yeah. So we need more info on that.
Absolutely.
Another thing I'm left wondering is this job for Danny just temporary? Is she going to be kicked out after 6 months when Duke comes back?
That is also what I wonder as well.
Yeah.
And another thing I wonder, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim dropped out of medical school, and is he $212,000 in debt?
Well, no. Well, Tim, he finished a pre-med degree. Yeah, and he dropped out of medical school.
But he's $212,000 in debt.
Is that what he said? That much money?
So, and I'm thinking, how is an EMT salary going to pay that off? But so it'll be interesting to see, like you said, are these permanent jobs for these characters or not? But I
think Tim's is.
I love the camaraderie in the firehouse there among the group.
Oh, wait. Oh, what's a man? Oh, that's Gina. Gina's saying, our son is now an amazing nurse. Oh, and works long hospital shifts. He offers to pray with patients like Danny. Oh, that's nice. I texted him after one of the episodes to tell him how proud I am of him. Oh, that's nice, Gina.
That meant a lot.
Yeah.
I know it did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Overall, for a limited 5-episode series, I thought they did a good job. I thought they did a good job interweaving drama and faith together, and they also did a good job with the character development.
I think so, too. I mean, in fact, I think it's amazing when you think about how short each episode was and how short the season was, only 5 episodes. And yet they, you know, were able to talk about an episode for longer than the episode actually aired. So there's a lot it brought out, right?
Uh-huh.
The conversation.
Yeah, what's Gina saying? I think Tim is in the friend zone too. Yeah, I agree. But time will tell. Yeah, for now.
Yep.
So I really looked forward to Monday nights watching the show and live posting on X. I was on the edge of my seat. It grabbed my attention, and I was always looking forward to see what was going to happen, you know, next.
I know. And now I don't know what I'm going to do with my Monday nights. It was kind of a thing to do, right?
Yeah. So did you get through all your notes?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Good. Notes on the other episodes, but I just had them there so I can know when to interject something that would kind of go into episode 5, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Good. So let the network know what you thought of this episode and the series. You can log on to their website, greatamericanfamily.com, and click on the movie review link. Oh, what's Tamara saying here? She says, I feel sorry for Tim. He has been so supportive, and it's so obvious that he cares about Danny. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't give up hope for them yet, Tamara.
Yeah. Everyone sees it except for Danny. That's the way it always goes, right?
That's the way it always is.
That's the way it always goes.
And
yeah.
We'll just have to see how long the show chooses to drag it out.
Gina says all good insights. I actually like the characters' stories more than the medical emergencies. So do I. I agree. Yeah.
But you know, with a longer episode, we could probably infuse some more drama.
They could.
The medical emergencies. Because I don't know. I used to watch emergency reruns when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like Johnny Gage and I forget the other guy's name. But I loved those parts as well. I guess as a kid, that would be more interesting than the relationships. But I think, you know, we get that extra time. There's so much they can do.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting, though, that they made one of the medical emergencies one of the characters on the show.
You kind of saw that coming, though, didn't you?
Well, I didn't watch, I don't watch trailers or previews or anything. Okay. So I didn't know. I had no idea. I wasn't expecting it.
I kind of expected something. I knew that Duke was going to get caught. Maybe I wasn't expecting that he would have alcohol poisoning, but I wasn't surprised. Because, you know, clearly he had a problem and there had to be something that was going to happen to bring that out.
Yeah, I thought something was going to happen to affect his job, but I didn't think he was going to be like one of their emergency calls.
Right.
Yeah. So, Beth.
Yep.
That wraps us up. Thank you so much for joining me for this.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Now tell people your social media handles.
So I am at BethP9999 on Twitter. And I have to say that's really the only social media where I am really active.
Okay.
I do have an IG account, but I only use it for lives. I don't post anything. I don't participate on it. I'm learning how to be a content maker for Donna Fans material.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I am not really comfortable with the Instagram platform Yes.
Okay. Who does most of the posting for the Dono fans?
Well, there is a group of five of us, and I, you know, dishing with the Dono fans, and then then Tamara, Jackie, and I, we work together. And,
do you? Okay.
And whenever there's something that comes along that we can promote for Trevor, we'll, you know, come up with ideas and send them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Go Dono fans, right, Amanda?
Amanda, go Dono fans. That's right. That's right.
We had a lot of fun during the actor strike and the writer strike promoting the different movies that Trevor was in the fall and winter.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
When his fall movie came out.
Yeah,
Harvest Homecoming. You guys went berserk promoting that thing. And then again, really just a couple of weeks after that, his Christmas movie came out. So you had fun promoting that one too.
We sure did. And Dancing with the Stars. Like, it really gives us an opportunity to hone our skills So, yeah.
Oh, Tamara says Beth is a diva with the content. Oh, she's being modest, but I'm going to blow the trumpet. Oh, really? Oh, okay, good.
Tamara's just being kind. Thank you, Tamara.
So, reminder, tomorrow night, Great American Book Club is meeting at 7 o'clock Eastern. Oh, Amanda says Tamara speaks the truth. Oh, okay. So we got two different opinions there. And tonight, the Easter movie, just in time, tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. And we will see you tonight on X that is on. Until then, you keep the faith. Keep smiling. Keep your friends close and keep your great American family closer. Bye. Thanks again, Beth.
Bye. Thank you.